Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
512 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price with you. Monday afternoon, it's a beauty. We'd like to thank the folks from the National Weather Service for providing the weather for us this afternoon. It's looking great. I am going to be speaking to a gentleman you've heard before many times on this show from the National Weather Service. We'll talk to Don Shepherd. He'll be joining us in just a second. Let me just give you the top three trending stories, and then we'll meet with Don for a chat about the weather. You can weigh in on plans to rehabilitate the Bob Sykes Fishing Pier. Scambia County hosting a public meeting 4 p.m. Thursday. That will happen in the SRIA building. Staff's going to conduct an updated presentation on where that project is right now and a proposed timeline moving into the future. Also, they're going to throw in a Q&A session for you as well. Let me remind you, this changed just recently here. Of course, tonight, SpaceX scheduled for liftoff from the Kennedy Space Center. Launch of the FRAM-2 mission was originally set to go at 10:20 Pensacola time, now 8:46. I tell you this because, you know, you can check that live stream on the SpaceX account, and it's good. I'm already watching it now. For the latest launch info, just keep an eye on SpaceX social media feeds. They do a real nice job over there. And the body of a missing boater who fell overboard on Friday night was recovered. The incident happened around 8:20 along the 1200 block of Soundview Trail in Gulf Breeze. Gulf Breeze PD confirming the recovery was made on Saturday night. Authorities say the man was in his 50s, not wearing a life jacket, when he fell off that boat. There you go. Important stuff. National Weather Service. Don Shepherd joins us now. Hey, Don, how you doing this afternoon?
Hi, I'm good. How are y'all today?
Nice to have you on with us today. The reason I wanted to touch bases with you, first of all, the weather front that just moved through our area, any damage, any reported problems with that?
No wind damage of any significance. We did have a report of a few trees down in the Pensacola area this morning. There were, you know, quite a few wind gusts in the 40 to 50 mile per hour range across the area as the squall line moved through. And the peak wind gust at the Pensacola airport was, in fact, 63 miles per hour. Wow. But widespread significant, at least structural damage, we don't have any reports of, but there were a few reports of some trees down in the area. And we also had a report of a water spout out over the bay near Three Mile Bridge, but that stayed out over the water and dissipated.
Boy, kind of a little bit of activity going on today. One thing that I wanted to also kind of touch on, the National Weather Service, you guys over in Mobile, have issued a rip current risk warning. Is that still in effect this afternoon?
Right. That's going to be, and in fact, the rip current risk and the surf, high surf, is probably going to pick up here as we go through the middle and latter part of the week. We get a stronger onshore flow that will develop that's in advance of the next frontal system that looks like it'll probably move into the area by the end of next weekend. But out ahead of that, the southerly onshore flow is going to pick up quite a bit. So we will be looking at increasing rip current threat as well as some higher surf as we go through the week. And, you know, we realize this is a spring break time of the year. So surf conditions aren't particularly going to be favorable to be out in the water. You know, and if you are, always swim near lifeguards is what we like to say.
Yep, great advice. It's accurate as can be. And, you know, as we look down the line here, okay, weather moves out today. What are we looking at for the next, say, 5 days, heading into the weekend? How are we looking?
Well, we're looking dry heading into the weekend. And we're also looking rather warm. I think by Thursday, Friday, daytime highs, well, inland from you guys, at least, will be up in the upper 80s to near 90. It does look like in the Pensacola area with your, you know, proximity to the Gulf there and that onshore flow, you'll be looking more in the upper 70s, low 80s. But still pretty nice. And like I said, no rain, and the nighttime lows will be in the mid upper 60s or so. So looks like a dry and rather warm week coming up here.
When you start talking about those clear conditions, I start thinking about SPF and those UV rays. Pretty dangerous coming up this week, aren't they?
Right, yeah. I mean, it's going to be. We're getting toward that, and the sun angle's getting higher, and we're, you know, getting toward the summer months. So yeah, it's going to be that type, you know, beach-type weather here as we go through the week.
Okay, good stuff. Don Shepherd, National Weather Service in Mobile, with us this afternoon. Always good talking to you. Don, have yourself a great night.
Okay, yeah, you too.
All right.
I'll see you later.
All righty. We sure will. We sure will. We always dig into our barrel here for the National Weather Service to get the accurate stuff.
Right. We got a deep bag of tricks here. We appreciate it when we can get our resources on like that. 5:18, we'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Back in just a few minutes with some state headlines for you.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Here's a question for Christians. What year was it that you were saved? I'm asking, when were you converted to Christ? And I'm not asking, when were you baptized or when did you receive the Lord's Supper? I'm not asking about religious works that you have done, but I'm asking you, when did you receive the work that Christ has done for you? When was it that you were convicted about your sin? When was it that you called on Christ to save you from the consequences of your sin? When did you seek God's forgiveness? For me, it was June of 1988. When was it for you? If you have never received Christ's forgiveness, the Bible says today is the day of salvation.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
I'm Fuad Reves, a home builder. Did you know there's a deadly, invisible radioactive gas that can seep into homes from underground? It's radon. Breathing radon can cause lung cancer. So protect your family. Talk to your builder. Tell him you want a healthier, safer, radon-resistant home.
Learn more. Visit the EPA at epa.gov/radon. That's epa.gov/radon. This public service announcement is brought to you by the EPA, who does not endorse this particular builder or any other commercial enterprise.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1, to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
I'm ready. Let me just grab my bag.
Sweatpants, huh?
Didn't know we were keeping it casual this month.
Yeah, I feel bloated every now and then.
You have to try new Align 3-in-1 Biotic Gummies. They have prebiotics to nourish good bacteria, probiotics to help relieve occasional bloating, and postbiotics for immune support.
All that in one gummy?
Yep. So no sweatpants next time?
Not anymore.
Align 3-in-1 Biotic Gummies for gut health support.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together, and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic. So, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit pva.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing the Atlas Beverage Class, celebrating Easter at Great Southern, Fish House, Beer Fest tickets, and Jackson's Spring Menu Rollout, Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, two House seats in Florida, formerly held by Congressman Matt Gaetz and National Security Advisor Mike Waltz, up for a vote. And the race is pretty darn close. Republican National Committee Chair Michael Whatley tells Fox he's confident Republicans will maintain their majority in Congress.
Republicans are going to hold both of those seats in Florida. It's going to be a hold, and we're going to continue to the work that we're doing in Congress to work on the president's agenda.
And Florida's legislators tackling the issue of public access to beaches. A bill that's advancing through the state Senate would bring back customary use to Florida beaches. That allows residents to walk along the beach, even if it is private property officially. The bill would repeal a 2018 law, which allowed beaches to become private. Now, the bill is supported by dozens of residents who are fighting to gain the access. However, it's been controversial on Perdido Key, where many beachside condo owners have fought against the move.
Yes, they have. 524 News Radio 92.3 tonight. SpaceX launching another mission from the Kennedy Space Center. I tell you this because there's been a launch change time that I want you to be aware of. The launch of the FRAM-2 mission, originally scheduled 10:20 Pensacola time, going to be live streamed on the SpaceX account. Launch now, 8:46 Pensacola time. For the latest launch info, just keep an eye on SpaceX social media feeds this afternoon.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Alrighty, looking at the roads here, not too much going on. It's been a very smooth sailing afternoon. Thank you for staying safe out there. The worst looking spot right now would probably have to be Highway 90. This is going to be if you were traveling eastbound on Highway 90 in the Pace area towards Chemukla Highway. But that is very, very minor. It looks like it's just your average intersection right now. As for the weather, sitting at around 80 degrees, going to be a low of 63 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 76 and a low of 65.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Stocks ending mixed today as investors brace themselves for President Trump's reciprocal tariffs to take effect. This will be very interesting for the next couple of days, let me tell you. There will be enough on my plate to cover to cover me for 2 days. I guarantee you what's coming up. Hillary Barsky has your numbers.
The major averages clawing back from earlier steeper losses on this last trading day of the month and first quarter, with stocks ending mixed as investors look ahead to President Trump's tariff plans. Gold topped $3,100 for the first time as investors seek safe havens. And mortgage company Rocket has agreed to buy rival Mr. Cooper for almost $9.5 billion. Rocket shares dropped 7% on the news, while Mr. Cooper shares jumped 16%. The Dow winners, Home Depot, United Health Group and Sherwin-Williams, the Dow decliners, Amazon, Microsoft, and Salesforce. The Dow up 418 points, the Nasdaq lower by 24, S&P 500 up 31. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And locals and tourists alike soaking in the sight of Washington, D.C.'s iconic cherry blossoms in peak bloom. The official word came from the National Park Service on Friday that more than 70% of the blossoms had opened, right in line with the preseason prediction from the NPS. This is the latest arrival for the blossom's final blooming stage since 2021.
Okay, a lot of excitement on board NAS Pensacola. Why? Well, the Blues practice sessions start up on Wednesday, and the Naval Aviation Museum is offering a new option for viewing those practice sessions. It's called the Admiral's Club. Seating is priced at $10, includes premium seats, water, earplugs. The air show practice sessions get underway Wednesday morning from the flight line aboard NAS Pensacola. A reminder for you, there also has been a change in what you can bring with you. And this basically applies to the ladies. Only clear tote bags will be allowed. They do this in the NFL. If you go to an NFL game, you have to have a clear bag. So the security force can, it's an easier process. You can look in it without having to go through it. So just remember that, only clear tote bags and diaper bags. Thinking about that? They're going to need to be inspected.
Man, all right.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Been there, done that one.
Won't be a tedious process at all.
Well, I'm sure some young sailor will have that illustrious duty.
And Karen Reed's second murder trial begins in Massachusetts tomorrow with what is expected to be the long process of jury selection. You've probably heard about this story because we've covered it before back when it was a trending issue. She's accused of killing her boyfriend, Boston police officer John O'Keefe, in January of 2022. The woman has pleaded not guilty and claims other people are trying to frame her. Her first trial last year ended in a mistrial due to a hung jury.
Right. Fears of the U.S. entering stagflation growing as warning signs emerge. Lauren Simonetti in NYC today.
The Fed's preferred measure of inflation jumped 2.8% last month, and there are concerns tariffs announced on Wednesday will add to already rising prices. That was filtered into the University of Michigan reading on consumer sentiment. It cratered in March. Now Goldman Sachs is raising its probability for an economic recession in the next year to 35%, as it sees reciprocal tariffs averaging 15%. Some Federal Reserve officials are concerned. San Francisco's Mary Daly says companies will adjust to the tariffs, but thinks stagflation is an unlikely risk. Chairman Jay Powell will try to sort it all out on Friday. He speaks on the economy just 3 hours after the Labor Department releases the March jobs report. In New York, Lauren Simonetti, Fox News.
And the White House Correspondents Association is canceling comedian Amber Ruffin's scheduled performance at this year's gala. Ruffin was set to headline the White House Correspondents' Dinner on April 26th, citing the need to avoid the politics of division. Association President Eugene Daniels said the dinner will focus entirely on awarding journalists for their work and providing scholarships.
All right. Trump administration transferred 17 illegal immigrants with criminal backgrounds or gang affiliations from Guantanamo Bay to El Salvador, where they're going to be imprisoned. Bill Malusian has more on the details.
The White House tells us that all 17 of these new criminal aliens they sent to El Salvador last night are members of Tren de Aragua, or MS-13, and many of them are convicted murderers, rapists, and pedophiles. Salvadoran President Nayib Bukele posted a video of the new criminal aliens arriving in El Salvador being transferred into the now notorious mega prison known as CECOT. The White House tells us they had all been at Guantanamo Bay before the removal to El Salvador, and they include 7 alleged Tren de Aragua gang members and multiple members of MS-13. We're told all of them have previous criminal histories, including multiple convictions for murders, rapes, sexual assaults, and sex crimes against children.
And Iowa public schools could soon be able to hire chaplains to support students. A proposal still alive in the Iowa legislature. It's passed the Iowa House last week and now heads to the state Senate. Republican backers of the measure say schools cannot require or coerce a student to utilize chaplain services.
News Radio 92.3, just a quick reminder, liftoff of the Falcon 9 Resilience, scheduled time change tonight, 8:46 Pensacola time. It was scheduled for 10:20. They moved it up a bit. The launch takes place from the launch complex 39A at the Kennedy Space Center down in Florida.
Fox News, I'm Ted Lindner. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer criticizing President Trump's tariff plans with the latest round of tariffs set to kick in Wednesday. The senator described the move as a, quote, tax hike on American families.
This is not what the American people want. Americans and American businesses detest the chaos and unpredictability that Trump brings.
President Trump expected to implement a 25% tariff on goods imported from Canada and Mexico, as well as cars imported into the U.S., among others. He says the move comes after countries have economically abused the U.S. for decades. And Elon Musk went to the CIA today to discuss potential government cuts.
We are told he was there at the invitation of the director, John Ratcliffe, to talk about how much it costs to collect all those state secrets. Musk's instruction from President Trump now is to use a scalpel and not a hatchet.
Fox's Peter Doocy. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Shares of major vaccine makers dropped today after a key U.S. health official resigned in protest of Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s views on immunization. The departure of Peter Marks, the FDA's top vaccine regulator, is raising new fears about whether the Trump administration will quickly approve and promote shots. Moderna today lost 11%. Stocks also falling sharply at one point today, placing the S&P 500 into correction territory as traders nervously look ahead to President Trump's tariff plans. Tech giants NVIDIA and Meta fell 5 and 2% respectively. On Wall Street, stocks finished the session mixed, though, with the Dow gaining 417 points, the S&P 500 added 30, and the NASDAQ dropped 23. U.S. crude oil futures for May delivery up at one point today, 3%, sitting above 71 a barrel. That's your money now.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sportsman and sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook board in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. The Final Four is set, and for the first time since 2008, all four number one seeds have made it. Auburn is coached by Bruce Pearl, and his Tigers will be taking on arguably the most exciting player in the NCAA tournament in Walter Clayton Jr. of Florida. And then the best player in college basketball, Cooper Flagg of Duke, will be leading his squad up against Kelvin Sampson's Houston Cougars. And it should make for an epic weekend of college hoops. I'm Zach Gelb.
It's March matchups at BetMGM. Lock in your picks for this year's tournament with the Sportsbook Board in Vegas. Get into the game with exciting state-of-the-art live tracking technology, exclusive sportsbook selections, and so much more. Check out BetMGM Originals for dozens of markets you won't find anywhere else. Take a shot at our exciting free-to-play games for your chance at scoring odds boost tokens, bonus bets, and many other prizes. Experience college hoops like never before with BetMGM. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age and older. Some U.S. promotional offers are not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. First bet offer for new customers only. All other promotions for existing customers. Subject to eligibility requirements and rewards may vary. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Tired of wandering the aisles of those big box stores, struggling to find the help you need? At Home Outlet, we do things differently. First, we guarantee the lowest price on kitchens, baths, floors, and more. Find it cheaper somewhere else? We'll beat it by 10%. Second, we're employee owned. Yep, the folks helping you design your dream kitchen actually own the place. You're not just another customer to us. You're the customer. So why deal with the other stores? Break up with the big box and upgrade to Home Outlet. Find a location near you at homeoutlet.com.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Chris and Austin.
537 News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Clear afternoon. Look at that. It is just a beauty.
Yeah, it really got better fast.
We'd like to thank Don Shepard from the National Weather Service joining us just a few moments ago over Mobile. Got to give us a lay of the land. Rip current still a major problem as we work through the week. It's looking good. We got zeros across the board until like Friday, 10% Saturday. Sunday's going to be the day to watch. About a 60% chance of rain at this point. But otherwise, your weather is looking great out there. We did have some messy stuff move through here earlier, but it's all out, and you can go out and enjoy yourself this afternoon. Let me go ahead and take care of the top three trending stories before we jump into sports, if you don't mind. Prices heading up for a chance to win the Mega Millions jackpot. That ticket price will increase from $2 to $5, but so will the odds. New game debuts next week, Tuesday, April 8th, with sales starting on April 5th. Here's something that was very interesting in terms of when I found out about this information. They're doing some changes over at the Blue Angels practices. And they've created this program called the Admirals Club. It costs $10, includes premium seats, water, earplugs. The air show practice sessions begin on Wednesday from the flight line. A reminder, change in what you can bring with you. Only clear tote bags will be allowed. Diaper bags will also have to be inspected. And the FWC is conducting three virtual meetings this week for public feedback on a possible black bear hunt in Florida. The Zoom meetings are scheduled Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday, and will discuss proposals for a highly regulated black bear hunt. The findings will be presented to FWC commissioners. That will happen in May.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Alrighty, Shohei Ohtani's jersey, still the most popular in the MLB. The reigning National League MVP's jersey sits atop the rankings for the best-selling since the end of the World Series in October. Ohtani joined by three other LA Dodgers players in the top 10, Freddie Freeman, Mookie Betts, and Yoshinobu Yamamoto. New York Mets star Juan Soto ranked third, while New York Yankees star Aaron Judge took the fifth spot. The rest of the top 10 includes Mets' Francisco Lindor, Philadelphia Phillies' Bryce Harper, Houston Astros' Jose Altuve, the Atlanta Braves' Ronald Acuna Jr.
Okay, here's the latest Fox Sports update for you.
Fox Sports update.
It's deja vu in San Antonio. The last time the men's Final Four was held at the Alamo Dome was back in 2008 and featured all four of the number one seeds in the tournament. And now in 2025, it's happened yet again. On Sunday, number one Houston defeated number two Tennessee 69-50 to clinch their seventh Final Four appearance. And number one Auburn took down number two Michigan State 70-64 as the Tigers reached the Final Four for only the second time in school history. Those two squads will now join number one Florida and number one Duke for a chance at a national championship. Those games will get underway on Saturday. The same could happen on the women's side. On Sunday, number one South Carolina beat number two Duke 54-50, and number one UCLA defeated number three LSU 72-65. Two more games taking place tonight. At 7 o'clock Eastern, number one Texas faces number two TCU, and at 9 o'clock Eastern, number one USC takes on number two UConn. In the NHL, the Great Eight taking another step towards history.
Van Riemsdyk to the front looking for an Ovechkin deflection that went high. Alex is still there. Score! He can see the mountaintop from here. We're at DEFCON 5.
It's courtesy of Monumental Sports Network. Alex Ovechkin with career goal number 890. He's now only 5 goals away from breaking Wayne Gretzky's record. But the Washington Capitals cannot hang on to beat the Buffalo Sabres. Buffalo wins it 8-5. Elsewhere, the Montreal Canadiens defeating the Florida Panthers 4-2. Montreal now entering the playoff picture as they hold possession of the final wildcard spot in the Eastern Conference. And the NASCAR Cup Series at Martinsville on Sunday for the Cookout 400. And it was a decade in the making for the driver who came out on top.
Denny Hamlin delivers. He comes off turn four and wins the Cookout 400 for his 55th career victory.
Mike Joy with the call on FS1. It's Denny Hamlin's 6th career victory at Martinsville, but his first at the short track in 10 years. It's game on with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Tony Genualdo.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And NFL news flying around at the annual owners' meetings. Cowboys are in the early stages of negotiations with star pass rusher Micah Parsons, and talks are heading in a good direction. Steelers exploring their options at quarterback still, including Aaron Rodgers, and the Jets have named Justin Fields as their starting QB. The NFL is also expected to discuss expanding the regular season to 18 games.
All right, let's talk about a high-tech bat. New type of bat has become the talk of the 2025 Major League Baseball season. Here's the latest from Fox.
The New York Yankees made history on their opening weekend, tying a major league record with 15 home runs in their first three games of the season. But it was the bats that some of them used that have sparked attention and some controversy across the league. The new so-called torpedo bats feature a significant change from a traditional bat. The barrel rests closer to the hitter's hands, so they make contact with the sweet spot. MLB has confirmed that the bats are legal, and the Yankees aren't the only ones using it. Several players from other teams say they have also given the torpedo bats a try, with some for it and others against it. But the Yankees are seemingly the only ones so far to take the new bat and knock it out of the park. Tony Genualdo, Fox News.
I could definitely see this becoming a tush-push situation where it's like, okay, everyone has access to this. Everyone has what it takes to use it and exploit it. But only one team is really good at it, and we don't like that. So since we can't capture your success and replicate it, we want to take it away from you.
There's something else that's very, questionable today. Subway has been cut out of an NFL deal it previously held as Jersey Mike's secures a deal to become the new sandwich sponsor of the National Football League. This is entry. Danny DeVito has done his job, let me tell you. Jersey Mike's CEO Peter Cancro explained how the deal came to be in an exclusive interview with Fox Business, the Klayman Countdown.
We started with college basketball, then the CBS game of the week, college football, pro baseball, the NHL hockey.
Yeah, I mean, and I told you last hour, Chris, I mean, it seems like Jersey Mike's, you know, they probably deserve it. Subway was going in more of an NBA direction anyway.
Yeah, probably so. It's all about food, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Elon Musk focusing on the SEC. No, I'm not talking about the Southeastern Conference here. I'm talking about the Securities and Exchange Commission.
Quite a difference.
To reduce cost, Fox Business's Grady Trimble is in Washington, and he joins us now with the details.
As DOJ expands into the SEC, Democrats claim shrinking the agency could harm investors. The SEC tells us it's now onboarding members of DOJ, which is what President Trump demanded in that executive order he signed on Inauguration Day. A group of Democratic senators, including Elizabeth Warren, is asking the Government Accountability Office to look into DOJ's actions at the Securities and Exchange Commission. But Elon Musk argues DOJ will actually help grow the economy as a whole.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
All righty, looking at the roads here. Not too much going on from what I can see. Maybe some minor congestion here and there on Highway 90 over in Pace, but it's pretty par for the course stuff. Outside of that, not much going on. Thank you for staying safe out there. As for the weather, 80 degrees, low of 63 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be cloudy, high of 76, low of 68.
Yeah, the weather, that's a great kind of local snapshot, getting you all prepared for the weather for the week. 60% chance of rain for Sunday, by the way, right now.
Yay.
We're going to stay on top of that. We'll lock that one down. Okay, as one severe storm system departs the U.S., another one is beginning to come together. Senior meteorologist Janice Dean has that story in your Fox weather forecast.
Strong to severe thunderstorms could bring major weather hazards along the East Coast today with large hail, damaging winds, heavy rain with the risk of flooding, and a few tornadoes. Meanwhile, the next cross-country storm system will move into the West Coast with rain and mountain snow. This energy will then move into the Plain States and bring our next round of severe weather midweek with not only storms, but snow and wind for the northern tier of the country. Stay up to date with all of the latest weather info with Fox Weather. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Yeah, here's a big one for you. One of the big names in country music is stirring up speculation following an appearance on SNL. I should say, maybe, possibly, well, he got close to an appearance on SNL. It was close before he walked.
You know, it was a lack of appearance,
yeah,
so to speak.
That's better. Yeah, absolutely. Fox's Lillian Wu has the report.
Morgan Wallen sparking controversy over a seemingly abrupt SNL exit. The country music star, the weekend's musical guest on the episode hosted by Anora star Mikey Madison, breaking with tradition by walking off stage as credits were still rolling at the end of the show, during which he played two tracks from his upcoming album, I'm the Problem. If I'm the problem, well, you might be. His camp, though, insisting there is no problem, telling several media outlets he enjoyed himself, that there was no ill intent behind his immediate departure or subsequent social media posts, apparently taken from the window of a plane on a tarmac with the caption, "Get me to God's country." Lillian Wu, Fox News.
I've seen some of the social media discussion surrounding this. I think it is a little bit over-dramatized. The problem is, not only has he had his fair share of divisive controversies, but also he wasn't smiling, and he had, like, the hat over his brow and stuff, so he looked kind of mean. I don't think he was trying to, though.
Like a mean cowboy?
Yeah. He probably should have just known, hey, you're supposed to stay here. They probably should have ran that by him.
There's your mark on the floor. Stay
there. See that X? You're supposed to stand on that.
Right on that thing. Hey, if you're a vet needing free benefits, they're now available. The Escambia County Veteran Services Office providing assistance on a first-come, first-served basis, no charge here. The appointment is required. Call 850-595-2409 or visit VSO at myescambia.com, or you can do it in person if you'd like. 3363 West Park Place in the Escambia County Central Office Complex.
All righty. You know, since we were just talking about pop culture stories recently, this is one, but it's actually kind of gravitated to something larger than that. We may soon know more about the death of a Hollywood icon. A judge today, considering releasing some records tied to the death of Gene Hackman and his wife, Betsy Arakawa. Hackman's estate is asking the judge to block the release, stating that there may be disturbing images, such as footage showing the bodies of the couple, which were found inside their New Mexico home back in February. Officials believe Arakawa died first of a hantavirus, and Hackman died more than a week later of heart disease with complications from Alzheimer's. You know, it's just a matter of curiosity is getting to people here, but if we know what they most likely died from and it adds up, we don't really need to see footage or know any explicit details.
549 News Radio 92.3. I don't mean to put a kind of a squelch on your nice afternoon, friendly, everything's friendly. Let me remind you, your taxes are coming up. If you haven't done your taxes, it's time to start getting the plan together. Last day to file the 24-25 taxes, 15 days from right now, Tuesday, April the 15th. Play wisely and good luck.
Absolutely. And let me ask you something, Chris.
Yeah.
Have you ever bought a Bible?
You know, let me see. I've gotten one, you know, the family Bible, that type of thing.
I've gotten one as a gift. And yeah.
That type. I don't think I've ever bought a Bible.
Well, let me ask you this. Would you ever pay over $80,000 for one?
I don't think I've ever bought a Bible.
Would it sweeten the deal if this wealthy Bible belonged to the late O.J. Simpson?
Not in the least. Are you kidding me?
Well, okay. Apparently somebody out there disagrees with you.
There's a fool every day.
Because a Bible that belonged to him sold at auction for over $80,000. Simpson's friend and attorney Robert Kardashian Sr. gave him the Living Bible back in the 90s when he was going through legal problems. Ahead of the auction, Kim Kardashian tried to buy it that contains a handwritten message from her father, but the Simpson family declined the offer.
The question is, did he ever open that Bible?
He probably should have.
Okay, an unexpected upset at the weekend box office as a newcomer works its way into first place. Deborah Valentine has more on this trending story.
The Jason Statham thriller, A Working Man, takes number one at the box office, beating expectations with a $15.2 million debut.
When my wife passed and I left the Royal Marines, a lot of people would have given up on me. You gave me a job. You were patient with me. You, Carla, Jenny. You're my family.
Snow White falls to second place in its second week, pulling in $14.2 million. A trio of newcomers rounding out the top five. The Chosen, The Last Supper, debuts in third place with $11.5 million. The Woman in the Yard comes out in fourth place with $9.5 million. And Death of a Unicorn finishes in fifth place with $5.8 million. Deborah Valentine, Fox News.
All righty, just about 5:52 here. We'll take one final break. When we return, we'll get some business headlines for you. And maybe if there's time, we'll squeeze in a more frivolous headline or two. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Back in just a couple minutes.
I'm Robert Bender, your Escambia County Supervisor of Elections. The special general election is April 1st, and there are three ways you can vote. One, you can request a vote by mail ballot by March 20th. Two, you can vote early at any one of our 10 early voting locations from March 22nd through March 29th. Three, you can vote at your polling place on Election Day, April 1st. Whatever you decide, just get out your vote. For more information, visit EscambiaVotes.gov or call 850-595-3900.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
I deserve a reward. After all, I found our dream house.
Have a pickle.
Thanks.
But I found out how much the house was going to cost, pass the jar.
But I found us the perfect mortgage.
But then I found out the house had radon.
Ugh.
The radioactive gas that's the second leading cause of lung cancer.
Yeah, well,
I need two pickles.
I found the phone number to call, 1-800-SOS-RADON, where you can get all the information you need to test your home and fix a radon problem. I'd like some ice cream with this pickle.
Are you trying to tell me something?
Protect your family from radon. Call 1-800-SOS-RADON. 1-800-SOS-RADON.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2. Right after Mark Newfan, Cap'n Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's today's business news.
5:55, News Radio 92.3. Boeing Starliner is not out of the space race. Surprised? Well, maybe not. Eben Brown has more.
Problems with Boeing Starliner forced NASA to not risk the safety of astronauts Sonny Williams and Butch Wilmore and left them at the ISS for months until they had room in a SpaceX flight to come home just this month. But the space agency now says it is moving towards certifying Starliner for safe spaceflight and maybe have it enter service later this year or early next. Both Boeing and SpaceX have contracts for commercial crew transportation with NASA. SpaceX has been flying since 2020. Boeing's delays and overruns have cost the company billions of dollars. NASA has already paid for three operational flights of Starliner. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
We'll carry on with your business news in just a moment, but first, wanted to let you know, roads are looking very clear right now. Not too much going on. We did have one texter letting us know. Let's see if I can pull this up. They made a message talking about how there was an accident on I-10 westbound about a mile before Highway 87's exit. No lanes were blocked, and the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Department was on site looking at our maps here, not seeing much, if any, backup. So once again, thank you for staying safe out there this evening. As for the weather, looking like 80 degrees right now, low of 63 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 76, low of 68.
A lot of changes up at Columbia University. Now they're announcing their next acting president, after the previous interim president stepped down. Alexis McAdams reporting from the campus in New York City.
Claire Shipman is now stepping in here as the school works to find a permanent replacement. Shipman, who's going to be the president for now, is a member of the Board of Trustees, a Columbia grad with a long career in journalism, working for CNN and NBC News. She was previously married to the communications director for President Obama. Congresswoman Elise Stefanik telling Fox over the weekend, Shipman's past comments about anti-Semitism on campus are just one reason she's not gonna last either. Over the weekend, alumni gathering near the campus, tearing up their Ivy League diplomas, calling for the release of Mahmoud Khalil, the Columbia activist arrested by ICE.
And Italian fire officials investigating a fire at a Tesla dealership this morning. The blaze happened at a dealership outside of Rome and destroyed at least 17 vehicles. Officials have not ruled out arson, and in a reply to a post about the fire on X, Tesla owner Elon Musk called the fire terrorism. There have been several reports in Italy recently about vandalized Tesla vehicles, and Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni and Musk have described themselves as close friends.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth finishes his Indo-Pacific and Southeastern Asia trip with a visit to Japan. Kevin Yurinsky has more.
Securing America.
During an early Sunday joint news conference with the Japanese defense minister, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth reiterated the U.S.'s commitment to its Asian ally.
It is clear to me that our alliance is the cornerstone of peace and security in the Indo-Pacific.
While stating that the two countries are united in their goals of continuing freedom.
America and Japan stand firmly together in the face of aggressive and coercive actions by the communist Chinese.
Hegseth announced the U.S. will now place a joint military commander in Japan, which the secretary says will lead to increased cooperation in real time.
Support U.S. operations and help Japan and U.S. forces defend this territory.
Hegseth adding that America first does not mean America alone. Kevin Yurinsky, Fox News.
Okay, mortgage company Rocket continues to expand its portfolio. This is really interesting. Here's Laura Kantner.
The mortgage giant has reached a deal to buy Mr. Cooper Group in a $9.4 billion all-stock deal. The Detroit-based Rocket said acquiring its Texas-based competitor will add nearly 7 million additional clients to its roster, and that one in every six mortgages in the U.S. will now be represented by Rocket, which has been on a buying spree of late. 2 weeks ago, it purchased the real estate listing company Redfin in another all-stock deal, this one worth $1.75 billion. Redfin is a popular tool for potential homebuyers, with over 1 million for sale and rental listings on its online platform. Laura Kantor, Fox News.
All righty. And also, just as a parting note here, just a more frivolous thing for you.
Am I going to shed a tear?
No, it's actually it's okay. Justice. It's actually not frivolous.
Oh, good. Okay.
It's justice related. The suspect in the shooting of two Memphis rappers has been found dead in Texas. Authorities say 21-year-old Jaden Dandridge shot and killed the rapper known as Sasco P and injured Sauce Walka earlier this month. Police in Houston announced that Hunt's body was found this morning.
Okay, tonight, SpaceX scheduled for liftoff from the Kennedy Space Station Space Center. Launch of the Fram-2 mission has been changed. Original time, 10:20. It launches at 8:46 from Launch Complex 39A at the Kennedy Space Center.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.